Thank you, Madam Chair. We're going to do a resolution proclaiming October the month of Salmon and Steelhead Awareness Month. And Marla Morrissey and Dominic Santangelo are going to make a presentation, but I'd like to have the rest of people stand up with them. Rick Holly, Brian Stark, Connie O'Henley, James Patterson, Mike Multari, Malcolm McEwen, and Margaret Roper. If you all come up, and I'll read the resolution. And then I guess what I should also do is that you see across the whole front the California Conservation Corps, which was responsible for a lot of the salmon enhancement projects throughout the county. And I think, Dominic, you'll probably speak to that. So with that, I'd be glad to present the resolution. Whereas California salmon and steelhead are an indicator of the quality of life experience in this state, they provide a substantial benefit to local economies, which rely on tourism and outdoor recreation. Salmon and steelhead are a sign of our natural heritage dating back millions of years. And whereas salmon and steelhead were once so abundant that they turned rivers into rainbows of colors, and they transformed quiet evening into sounds of storms with their splashing as they journeyed from the Pacific to their home streams to spawn, witnessing this their journey has captivated the spirits of many. Whereas we should honor and support all work being done to preserve nature and to protect future generations, paying heed to our hearts and minds, which hear the call of action to restore clean water, salmon, and steelhead to our state. We will pay special tribute to the men and women promoting environmental service, learning, and effectively carrying out the future generations that tradition of serving the land. Wild salmon and steelhead recovery is about much more than fish. It's about respect for the natural world that sustains us. If we fail to do what is necessary for salmon and steelhead, we fail at something much larger than saving fish. We fail to preserve the very quality of life we all want for our children. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered by the Board of Supervisors, is hereby proclaim October each year as Salmon and Steelhead Awareness Month. We honor salmon and steelhead to service and activism, and to recognize salmon and steelhead as a premier symbol of healthy oceans, clean waters, rivers, and streams. May we join in a collaborative effort to restore and heal the symbol of our aquatic world, salmon and steelhead trout. Dominic or Marta, whoever. I might mention why they're going down there. The people we called up, Dominic's with California Conservation Corps, Rick Holly is Cambria Greenpeace, Brian Stark is with the Green Land Conservancy. Green Space, I'm part. It's a psychological dealer. Brian Stark with the Land Conservancy, Connelly O'Henley is with Salmon Enhancement, James Patterson is the Upper Salinas Watershed Coalition, Mike Multari, Morro Bay, NEP, and I don't know what the acronym is.
But National Estuary.
National Estuary, thank you. Malcolm Ewan is Coastal Resource Conservation District. Marta Morrissey is Steelhead Salmon Recovery. And Margaret Roper is with California Department of Fish and Game. So there's truly a collaborative in that. And Marta?
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much for recognizing October to be Salmon and Steelhead Awareness Month. I'm Marla Morrissey with the Steelhead and Stream Recovery Coalition of the Central Coast. We once had fully populated steelhead streams on the Central Coast. We now have about 1% left. Steelhead show us where the ultimate healthy water is. As we restore watersheds, like you read in the Tribune yesterday, there's excitement for school children and hope for fishermen. Salmon and steelhead are a powerful symbol of our natural resource heritage. When we keep enough water in our streams for them to live, there's a general feeling that we humans will survive too. And I'd like to introduce some of the groups working in watershed restoration in our county. They protect our natural assets for the future. Dominic Santangelo with the California Conservation Corps.
Seated before you is Crew 4 out of our San Luis Obispo camp. They're Corps members. I brought them here today to show them your support for their efforts in protecting salmon and steelhead habitat in the county. They are our local heroes in salmon and steelhead restoration. Crew 4 has just finished a bank stabilization project on Pennington Creek by Cuesta College. Pennington is a tributary of Churro Creek, which runs into Morro Bay. At Pennington Creek, these young people replanted willows, moved giant rocks into position, installed irrigation systems, planted native trees on an eroding bank, with the goal of creating steelhead habitat and protecting further erosion of the bank, thereby preventing sediment getting into Morro Bay. Not only did these Corps members do this physical labor on Pennington Creek, but they were field and classroom trained in resource management, topography, hydrology, riparian zone identification, land use, erosion, and steelhead biology. They passed a pre and post test on these subjects and received a watershed technician certificate that they can use to get a better job after the CCC. So on behalf of the Coalition, the CCC, and Crew 4, we thank you, Board of Supervisors, for your continued support in salmon and steelhead protection and restoration. I have their names. Would you have them stand up?
No, I would like to have them stand up and, starting at this end, come around so we can shake your hands, and then you can just go back into your...
And I'll say their names starting from the end, and you could stand up. Susan Hayes. Susan is from Atascadero. Makeba Fields from Oakland. Renee Rogers from San Luis Obispo. Roger Corona from Paso Robles. Shalene Johnson from Palm Springs. Josh Wright, Sacramento. Beth Marshall from Eureka. Mike Olimar from London, California. Karan Bowen from Sacramento. Laquita Boner from Compton. Charles Smith from Richmond. Mako August from Modesto. Crew leader Tyran Bayberry from San Diego. Thank you very much.
So half were solid.
And to put a face on the rest of the names, we have Rick Hawley, Green Space, the Cambria Land Trust.
Thank you. These people are amazing people. I've seen them work, and I'm anxious to get them on Santa Rosa Creek. To help celebrate the...
You do have to give your name for the record.
My name is Richard Hawley. I'm from Cambria, California. I'm the executive director of Green Space, the Cambria Land Trust. In helping celebrate and educate this month, Green Space is holding Santa Rosa Creek as our watershed workshop, which will be held on Saturday, October 19th, 2002, at the Cambria Vets Hall from 9 to noon. And Supervisor Shirley Bianchi will be speaking at that, and we appreciate that very much. Also, to help celebrate and educate this month, we're also having airing 120 60-second spots on the local radio stations with watershed awareness and education. And this is sponsored by California Department of Fish and Game and Green Space, the Cambria Land Trust. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Stark, the Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo.
Thank you very much for having me here. I'll say it again for the record, Brian Stark from the Land Conservancy of Slo County. And at my house, I've got this cabinet with everything trout in it. It has a trout rug on the bottom, a trout candle, trout keychains, greeting cards. And, you know, the trout stuff seems to come to me and a lot of the people you see here, too. And so it's funny how people have put upon us that trout as a totem, but it really is personal, and it's not just us in this room, but it's a lot of people sort of see the salmon or the trout as a totem. And as the resolution so eloquently put it, the trout really, this proclamation really is a lot more than about trout. It is about people as well, and it represents all of the people you see in the room and all of our supporters and groups that have come together to make changes in our local watersheds for the benefit of the trout. And as the trout swims upstream, so will their benefits and catch us, the people up here in our cities. Thank you very much.
And Connie O'Henley, Salmon Enhancement.
I'm Connie O'Henley, Executive Director for Central Coast Salmon Enhancement. I want to thank you for your years of support of all of our projects as we extend our reaches into more watersheds and more area to benefit more people and more fish. We really appreciate your support and help. I'd also like to invite you out to our next two events. Last weekend, we cleaned a significant amount of San Luis Obispo Creek, and this Saturday we'll be in Napomo Creek. And the following Saturday, the 12th, we will be in Arroyo Grande Creek. And it's a wonderful opportunity to learn a little bit more about the watershed, how it works, who lives in it, who works in it, and also help get some of the trash out of the creek so it doesn't cause problems this winter. So thanks again for your support.
And James Patterson, he's wearing two hats here, Upper Salinas Watershed Coalition and the Los Tablas Resource Conservation District.
James Patterson speaking on behalf of the Upper Salinas Watershed Coalition. It's an organization that formed several years ago to address issues in the Upper Salinas watershed. I would like the board and those in attendance today to know that there are still in the headwaters of many of the tributaries of the Upper Salinas River. The Salinas was a historic run for both steelhead and salmon until the late 30s, early 40s, and the construction of the Salinas Dam, Nacimiento Dam, and the San Antonio Dam. Since then, when water flows declined, the populations declined, but there are still fish present in the headwaters, and efforts by many agencies and individuals are helping to restore the habitat in the area, and hopefully with restored flows we can build the populations. I want to thank the board for their efforts and support and recognize the other organizations in the North County that have been involved in these efforts: the Atascadero Mutual Water Company, Groundwater Guardian, the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District, California Department of Fish and Game, the California Conservation Corps, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and Amigos de ANZA, as well as many local youth organizations and individuals. This Saturday, we are having our sixth annual Atascadero and Salinas River cleanup. We started this 6 years ago with the efforts of the San Luis Obispo Land Conservancy and Central Coast Salmon Enhancement. We've been working with them for many years to help restore the steelhead habitat throughout the county. Thank you.
Mike Moltari, the director of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program.
Good morning, Mike Moltari. I just wanted to thank you all for your recognition of the importance of these animals and habitats, and for the work that the support that you've given our program, and especially Shirley Bianchi, who serves on one of our executive committees. So thank you very much.
And Malcolm McEwen, the Coastal Resource Conservation District.
I'm Malcolm McEwen with the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District, and I wanted to report to you that as an RCD, we work with landowners to encourage them and help them do the things that help us steelhead by improving habitat or stabilizing banks. And often we require to get as many as 7 permits, and this can be quite an impediment. Thanks to the Morro Bay NEP and the Natural Resources Conservation Service, we're developing a program to streamline that permitting process for just those sorts of projects that are good for steelhead out in the Morro Bay watershed. And we're almost there. We're really excited about it. And I'm really sure that with continued work of your staff on your planning department, that we'll be able to get those things in hand and really make it easy to do the good sort of work that we like to do out there. Thank you for your continued support.
And Margaret Roper with the California Department of Fish and Game.
Good morning. I'm Margaret Roper with the Fisheries Restoration Grants Program in the California Department of Fish and Game. And last year I stood in front of you and said it was the people that came before me that are doing wonderful things in the creek, and it's been my pleasure now to work with them a little over a year in my current position. They are doing wonderful things with the creek, and there's a lot of awareness in San Luis Obispo County that is certainly fostered by your recognizing October as Salmon and Steelhead Month. And with their efforts and the efforts of other groups that are working in the county, good things are going to be happening for fish, and there's a great awareness that they're doing and a great education that they're doing for the general public, as well as good things they're doing for the resource. And thank you for your continued support.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for the time you gave us this morning to talk about our watersheds in San Luis Obispo County. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla. And I would also like to thank the crew for coming down. It's always good to acknowledge good, healthy work. Okay, thank you very much.